Yeah, it remains a cause for concern for us because in terms of the new constitution, in fact, it's no longer new. It's been around for more than 3 years now. All members of disciplined forces or disciplined services, as they are called, are actually supposed to uphold the principles of rule of law and constitutionalism. And in particular, they are supposed to ensure that civilians and individuals are actually protected. And what we see now is the other way around, where security forces are harassing individuals and innocent citizens.
From representing Zimbabwean citizens as a human rights lawyer yourself, would you say there is an increased awareness amongst Zimbabweans about the rights that they have under the constitution?
Well, it could always be better. A few people are getting to know about it, but unfortunately, our government does not have resources to take the constitution to the people. We have had conversations with the Minister of Justice where they have said that they've run out of the constitution itself to deliver to the people and also to carry out outreach programs. And as an organization, we do this from time to time in various communities, but unfortunately, we are not able to cover the width and breadth of the country. So there are a lot of people who are still not aware of what rights they've got, but more importantly, how to access these rights.